From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops fired toward Islamic State positions in and around the Iraqi city of Mosul Thursday. The troops did not advance but cleared neighborhoods that had once been dominated by the IS. The troops are also screening people fleeing Mosul to find out if any IS militants are trying to sneak out of the city. Meanwhile, to the east, a spokeswoman says a Syrian Kurdish-led military force is close to encircling the Syrian city of Raqqa, the self-styled Islamic State capital. Taliban fighters in northern Afghanistan heavily damaged the German consulate in Mazar-i-Sharif with suicide bomb attacks Thursday. NATO troops and Afghan security forces said they were secured the building and were prepared to evacuate consulate staff. The operation apparently was prolonged by concerns that more explosives may have been planted by the attackers. A senior Chinese public security official is the new head of the International Criminal Police Organization, Interpol. Interpol says delegates at its 85th General Assembly in Indonesia elected China's vice public security minister, Meng Hongwei, as president. Former Venezuelan Soccer Federation president, Rafael Esquivel, was found guilty Thursday on federal charges resulting from the FIFA corruption scandal. Esquivel pleaded guilty to 7 counts of racketeering, money laundering conspiracy, and wire fraud. Each charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. He has been linked to bribes in awarding sports marketing contracts associated with Copa America and was arrested in Zurich in May of 2015. This is VOA News.